that, baby. If you are in a bad mood while this song is on the radio, please consult a physician immediately. And it's a perfect song for today because the weather was so great. It was driving with your elbow out the window day.
Oh, yeah.
But I will just, as a precautionary thing, tell you kids, you want to roll that window down first. Although, you know, nobody rolls their window down anymore.
No.
You push the button and make the window go down. Welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon, Friday edition. I am Paul Harris. Ian and Dan are here with me. And now all we need is you as a contestant for the Harris Challenge. As long as you have not played in the last 30 days, you can get in right now at 314-969-KTRS, toll-free 1-888-550-KTRS, and on your cell phone, star KTRS. The Harris Challenge is brought to you by one of the best rock bands in our town, the Well Hungarians, who are performing every Wednesday night at the Stratford Bar and Grill in Fenton with no cover charge, and every Thursday night at the Silver Creek Saloon in Belleville, no cover charge and amazing food. And after the challenge, I'll tell you where they are this weekend, or you can keep up with them by downloading their app or going to wellhungarians.net. Here's contestant number one. Hello, Tom.
Hey, Paul. How you doing?
Good. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity. This is where I turn the airwaves over to you to exploit any way you like. You can suck up to the boss in the hopes that it'll turn into a promotion. You can say hello to family members, or you can use it for a prearranged commercial endorsement. The 5 seconds are yours.
I'll just cheer on the Cardinals to stay in first place this weekend.
It'd be nice to sweep the Reds, wouldn't it?
It would. And
all right.
The Pirates to lose, too. That would be nice.
That'd be really nice. Yeah. Get us a little closer to a magic number of, well, they do it. If they beat the Reds three times and the Pirates lose three times, then you'd be down to two. Because we're at
six off of eight.
Yeah. Tom, let's turn on the semi-random category computer, where the questions and categories sit all week long, and I push that button and they come spilling out, led, of course, by our topical category, which is, have you been paying attention? Category two is, it happened in September. Not this September, but a September in the past. And category three is, Great Scott, because they had the Scottish independence vote yesterday. This will be about famous Scottish people. Which one would you like?
How about Great Scott?
Okay. We're going to put 60 seconds on the clock, start you with the one-pointer, work our way up to the five-pointer. We'll tally up the points when we get to the buzzer at 60 seconds, and if you've gotten more than half the possible 15 points, that's eight or better, then you will win a fabulous prize package chosen especially for you by this guy.
Right you are, Paul. We have 12 free donuts from the Old Town Donut Shop.
Donuts.
They have two locations, one in Florissant and one in Cottleville.
Cottleville.
Also from Werrenberg Theater. We have movie passes. You might want to go see the Guardians of the Galaxy or the Equalizer, which is coming out next week. We even have some Gone Girl passes, too, for you.
Those are a couple of movies that aren't even out yet. How about that? What radio station gives you tickets to a movie that's not even out yet? Only we do.
Yeah, that's right.
Prizes for the future.
And we have
that
a free...
That really needed some reverb.
We have a free...
Wait. Do it again.
Prizes for the future.
Future.
We have a free bowling party. You can choose either... Oh, man.
There you
Hold
go.
On.
Start
Let me
over.
Start over.
Stop.
Future.
Hold on.
Holy cow. What happened here?
Donuts. Wait a minute. You went back too far.
Yeah. Hold on. Bring it back.
We need a restore point. Future. Okay. It's going to be right here.
We have a free bowling party at Crest Bowl or Kingpin Lanes. It includes 1 hour of bowling, shoe rental for up to six people per lane, one large, one topping pizza from the Brick House Pizza Company also.
So you get your choice of those prizes, or if you get all the questions right for 15 points, it's a clean sweep and you get them all. A package with a value of well over
$1 million.
The category you've chosen, Tom, is Great Scott. Are you ready to go?
Ready.
Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who preceded George Lazenby as the star of the James Bond movies?
Sean Connery.
Correct. Who played young Obi-Wan Kenobi in movies like Revenge of the Sith?
Pass.
What's the name of the classic rock flute-playing lead singer of Jethro Tull?
Pass.
Which actress fell for Vince Vaughn in Wedding Crashers, but in real life is married to Sacha Baron Cohen?
I knew she was married to Sacha Baron Cohen, but I don't know her name. Pass.
who will leave his job as host of the Late Late Show on CBS at the end of this year?
Craig Ferguson.
That's correct. Back to the two-pointer. Who played young Obi-Wan Kenobi in movies like Revenge of the Sith?
Ewan McGregor.
Correct. What is the name of the classic rock flute-playing lead singer of Jethro Tull?
Let me think here.
Okay. Take all your time.
Sorry, hey, I can tell you our own peon is named after this guy.
Is that right? You're named after Ian Anderson of Jethro Tull?
Yes.
Your parents were big Tull fans?
Yes.
Do either of your parents play the flute?
No.
Did they ever hop around on one leg?
Back then, they very well could have.
did they think that perhaps they would have a rock flute playing singing kid? Was that their wish?
I don't know. I don't know if they wanted me to follow in his hopping footsteps.
Do you know anybody named Sasha? No. Just trying to tie you into everyone here. Sasha Baron Cohen's wife is Isla Fisher. Tom, you got the 1, the 2, and the 5 just squeezing by with 8 points for the win. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Stand by. Dan will tell you how you get the prizes, and I'll go on to our second contestant. Hello, Keith.
No, Steve.
Steve.
Way to go, Dan.
Oh. You know what it is? It looks like Keith, but it's pronounced Steve because the K is silent.
That's right.
That's exactly right.
All right, Steve, tell us about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
Oh, just another fan going to cheer on the Cardinals this weekend.
All right. Which category do you want? Have you been paying attention? It happened in September or ER plus 20?
Oh, I think I've been paying attention. We'll see.
All right. Let's see. 60 seconds on the clock, Steve. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What has President Obama sent 3,000 U.S. troops to Africa to fight?
To fight Ebola.
Correct. Which rock band's new album, Songs of Innocence, appeared on every iPhone in the world this week?
U2.
Correct. Which retailer announced that 56 million debit and credit cards were affected by a data breach?
Home Depot.
It is, even bigger than Target's last year, Home Depot. On what TV show did math teacher Sarah Manchester become the third person to win the $1 million grand prize?
Wheel of Fortune.
Correct. Now for the clean sweep. Which of these was passed in the Senate this week? The Don't Text While Driving Act, the Sunscreen Innovation Act, or the Cartoon Patent Reinforcement Act?
Ooh. Hey, let me get what
you... Don't Text While Driving, Sunscreen Innovation, or Cartoon Patent Reinforcement?
I don't know.
Guess one.
Guess the first one.
You think it's the Don't Text While Driving Act?
Yeah.
No, believe it or not, it's the Sunscreen Innovation Act, which requires the FDA to bring new sunscreens to market faster. That's your tax dollars at work, ladies and gentlemen. And by the way, your Congress is now on vacation until after Election Day. I did some math. They were on vacation for 5 weeks this summer. They came back on September 8th. So, in other words, they've come back and worked 2 4-day weeks. And now they're taking 6 weeks off. And then they come back for the lame duck session where they don't do anything until January when the new Congress comes in. Not really new. It's got 95% the same people.
I need a job like that.
Who doesn't? Around here, we would not put up with somebody coming in less than 5 days a week every single week. You'd be called a slacker. Oh, is Frank listening? I mean, that's the kind of thing we endorse around here.
They're working for us, though.
Yes, they are. They're thinking of their constituents at all times, as long as they have a checkbook, because that's what these 6 weeks are about, fundraising. Steve, you got 1, 2, 3, and 4. 10 points. Nicely done.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Hang on. Dan will tell you how to get your prizes. We'll go on to contestant 3. Hello. Well, it says on the screen Bob, but I'm not sure that that's your actual name.
Okay, we'll go with that.
All right, you're going to pretend to be Bob.
Yes.
Very nice of you. Tell me about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
I'll root on the Rams for a change. They need all the light they can get, and I hope that the protesters aren't successful in screwing up anything this weekend.
I don't think they will be. Which category do you want? It happened in September, ER plus 20, or, no, really, have you been paying attention?
I'm going to try it happened in September.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock, Bob. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What TV show about a witch married to an advertising executive debuted on ABC in September 1964?
The Witch.
Correct. What famous ship sailed from Plymouth, England in September 1620, arriving in Massachusetts in November of that year?
The Mayflower.
Correct. In what African country was Haile Selassie overthrown as dictator in September 1974?
Ethiopia.
Correct. Which composer of such American classics as Rhapsody in Blue and Porgy and Bess was born in September 1898? You can pass. You passing?
Yeah, right now.
In what state did the U.S. conduct its first ever underground nuclear explosion as a test in September 1957?
Nevada.
Correct. Okay, who composed Rhapsody in Blue and Porgy and Bess?
Gershwin.
Which one?
George.
Well, there were two of them, George and Ira, and the correct answer is George. You got a clean sweep, Bob.
Oh, excellent.
Nicely done. Congratulations.
Well, thank you.
Now stand by, and I'll bring in our third contestant, and that's you, Mike. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Mike. Thank you. Congratulations.
Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Welcome to the show. Mike, I don't really have anything. My name's Mike. I'm currently working at St. Joseph's Academy.
Okay. Mike, I need you to turn your radio down while all the other listeners turn theirs up.
Oh, all right.
Because we're hearing ourselves on the dreaded eight-second delay, and I already know what I said. I don't need to hear it again.
I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. Mike, you got two categories left here, ER plus 20 or... No, really? Have you been paying attention?
I'll go with the no, really.
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock, Mike. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which South American country's economy is so bad that it has caused a shortage of bread, toilet paper, and breast implants?
Pass.
In the new reality show, Rival Survival, who spent 6 days together on an empty island? A gay man and a lesbian, an oil company executive and an environmental activist, or two U.S. senators, one from each party?
Senator.
Correct. After the Missouri legislature overrode Governor Nixon's veto, what will some teachers now be allowed to have at school?
Done.
Correct. Which Heisman Trophy winner was suspended from the first half of tomorrow's Florida State game after jumping on a table on campus and yelling a profane sexual phrase? It is Jameis Winston. Which country's new military ruler said this week that Westerners wearing bikinis may not be safe? Iran, Myanmar, or Thailand?
Myanmar.
It's Thailand. And we're going to run out of time before I can go back. And it is Venezuela that is lacking in supplies of bread, toilet paper, and breast implants, which are like a rite of passage there, much more than they are in the United States. And by the way, Jameis Winston, Heisman Trophy winner, I'm not going to say the phrase he was yelling on the table, but remember 3 or 4 months ago when that would have been okay for a guy going to the NFL? Not anymore! Sorry, Jameis. You're not making it into the NFL next year when you get out of Florida State. Let's see how you did here, Mike. 2, 3, and 4. That's 9 points, and we got another winner. Congratulations.
All right. Thank you.
Congratulations. And here's our final contestant today. Hello, Jeff.
Hello.
Hi. Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I will also encourage people to root for the Cardinals and go early tomorrow to watch the St. Joseph Band do the national anthem.
Oh, okay. Are you in or related to the St. Joseph Band?
My son is in the band.
What does he play?
Trombone.
I'm sure he'll be the best one out there.
Well, if he makes it through it, that'll be good enough.
Well, that is good enough. My wife always used to tell our daughter that when we go see her in an orchestra concert, honey, you were the best one. All right, Jeff, now here's where we stand. We have one category left. It's called ER plus 20. The TV show ER debuted 20 years ago today on the NBC television network. I'm just going to put a little bit more pressure on you. We've had four contestants so far, and nobody has had to be punished. So it's really going to be all on you, my friend.
Well, okay. I hope it's good punishment music, just in case.
60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who played Doug Ross on the show ER and later won a supporting actor Oscar for Syriana?
George Clooney.
Correct. Who played Carol Hathaway on the show and now stars on The Good Wife?
Juliana Margulies.
Correct. Who was the only actor to appear in all 254 episodes of ER playing Dr. John Carter?
Noah Wiley.
Correct. Which well-known St. Louis radio personality is the father of Abraham Ben Ruby, who played Jerry Markovich on ER?
Smash.
That is right. Now for the clean sweep. Which of these did not win an Emmy for guest starring on ER? Was it Carol Burnett, Ray Liotta, or Sally Field?
Sally Field.
Sally Field did win an Emmy. Ray Liotta won an Emmy. Carol Burnett did not. But Jeff, you got 1, 2, 3, and 4, a total of 10 points, and we have a punishment-free zone around here on the Harris Challenge. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
And on behalf of our listeners and everyone in the studio wearing headphones, thank you. Hope you have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too.
And good luck to your son tomorrow out there. I'm sure he'll have a great time on the field playing the national anthem. The Harris Challenge is brought to you by the folks at the Well Hungarians. And by the folks, I mean the musicians and singers who make up the Well Hungarians, one of the best bands in our town. They're playing tonight at Arnold Days. That's in Arnold City Park, an all-ages family show. There are amusement rides and food and, of course, lots of great rock and roll from the Well Hungarians. Tomorrow, they'll be back at the Silver Creek Saloon in Belleville, Illinois. No cover to get in and great food there as well. Get the free app at wellhungarians.net or download it for your iPhone or Android phone. And then come back for the Harris Challenge every Friday right around 5:15. And if you're paying attention, you can win like these five guys did from the Big 550 KTRS and worldwide via KTRS.com.